You know, when God finished His work, when He finished His work, Jesus said, "It is finished." And you know, you think about children. Did you get your work done? Yeah, I did everything just like you told me. You mind if I look at it? Well, sometimes, you know, you see their head drop. There's probably not done. And go into the... And I'm sorry, you all. My children, it's kind of hard for them sometimes because I might pick on them once in a while. But, you know, the Lord had something more in mind. When He said, "It's finished," it was done. There was nothing outstanding. There was nothing lacking. There was no other thing to do. Now I want to read to you a scripture in the book of Luke, the 40th verse of the 24th chapter of Luke. This really touched me this week as I was thinking of this scripture and I read this. It says this: "When He had thus spoken, He shewed them His hands and His feet." In my margin, it has infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. Another miracle here, because those hands had been pierced just a few days before, had the scars in them, but there was not bloody hands. It's not bloody feet. If you drove a spike through my hand and you had let that hand it still be sore, and there might have been a scab on it, and probably would have. But you know, the Lord, there was a miracle here. His body could have been made completely new again. It was to on the inside. I don't know how. It's a miracle that all of His organs, after being dead 3 days, restarted and everything come back to life and everything started working again just as it did when He... Well, I say just as it did. There was a different glorified body. But there was one thing that He left to prove to you and me that He was real. That was those scars. "And when He had thus spoken, He shewed them His hands and His feet." And I think about that this afternoon, and I think about how the Lord carried that with Him up to heaven. There's going to be some telltale signs that you'll know the one that died for you, because we're going to one day see those same things. If we're true to the Lord, and I want to see that. I want to see that. It's not that I don't believe, but it reminds me of what He did for me. It's not something I think lightly of today, because I know the Lord has done a lot for me, and He's done a lot for you. And it's something we don't ever want to forget. Just this little verse of scripture, there's just so much contained in this, because I think of His life and His death and the resurrection and everything. It gives us hope today. I want to share this with you this week, or at the start of this week, to help us to see that we're serving a risen Savior, that He is not still down. That He is still alive. When we get in difficult situations and when we get in problems, remember those hands and feet are still there. It is something we can look back on and we can think the Lord still carries those scars. They are still with Him. He showed that to them to make them believe. It said here, before this, when he said unto him, let me go to this 37th verse. "As they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst." I'm reading the 36, actually. and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. They were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said unto them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. When he had thus spoken, he shewed them his hands and his feet. You think about that. He came in there in a comforting way. He said, Don't be afraid of me. Handle me. Handle me. Know me. I'm not so far off that you can't reach over and touch me. He told Thomas, he said, Reach your hand in my side and feel. It's there. It's there, Thomas. Stick your hand in here and feel. Look here at my hands. And he said, My Lord and my God. We have so many good things going for us today. I want to encourage you all. I want to encourage you to keep holding on the Lord. He said, Handle me and see. If nothing else, just use your sense of feel and of sight and look. And those are two things that you really can't put a lot of confidence in sometimes. Because you can get a hold of a package sometimes and you don't know really what's all in there. And you can look at things and you can be deceived because they're counterfeits. But he chose those two of our senses. He was so close to them. He chose those two things. He said, just look here and see me. It's really me. Handle me. Touch me. This is me. I'm the one. Don't let thoughts arise and your hearts be troubled. And he came to comfort them right at the very end. And in the 41st verse it says here, And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye any meat? Then he was telling that I am real. I'm not just a spirit. I might appeared in here with you, but you can touch me. I'm here with you. They gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. You know, they were watching him. They were really keeping an eye on him. God, is this really the man? Could this be the one that has spoken to us? And all these things they knew had come about, and he had been crucified, but yes, that was really him. That was him. You could touch him and feel him. He was there. I think in all the midst of a world that is full of confusion and sin and wickedness on every hand, we still have a Savior that says to us, Touch me. Touch me. Look at me. I'm real. And I'm glad for that comfort today. I'm thankful that we have this to comfort us and to help us today in our life. The Lord didn't have to humble himself and eat with them, but he did. He got right down there and he ate with them. The broil fish and the honeycomb was not a banquet, but it was common food and it was something they'd enjoyed. And he sat right down there with them and humbled himself and ate that. Right in their presence, right there among them. He let them know, you can handle me, you can see that I'll eat your food. I'll be right there with you. You don't have to worry. I'll be right here. I'm going to be with you. And it said here, he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. He didn't give up on them, did he? He didn't quit. He didn't quit. He kept right on. And he said he kept talking to them and he opened their understanding. I tell you this afternoon, When we've been around and we've known of things, we've seen things, we've observed, we've kind of been on the outskirts, but we've never really had our understanding open. There's such a difference. There's such a difference when you have your understanding opened. As Brother Curtis was saying this morning, you know, the closer you get, there's things that the Lord begins to reveal to you. Things that wasn't at one time very important, but now they are. Let's not be discouraged in the interim period of time where I'm coming up with things I don't understand. I believe you when you tell me that, but I don't believe the Lord wants us to be discouraged and just give up. Because what happened with the Lord, He took them through the whole gamut. He took them through His life. They saw Him. They lived with Him. They was with Him through all the miracles. They saw the loaves and the fishes. They saw all those things. And He went with them all the way by Himself. Even when it came down to the very end, He went to the cross, was crucified, put in a borrowed tomb, raised the third day, and now He comes back. He's not giving up on them. Can you imagine the risk that He took when He came here to this world? The risk that He took in giving and letting the fishermen carry on the gospel and the plan of salvation? What a risk. With no plan B. I don't know of a plan B. I didn't read of it. It just, the Lord came and He left, and all He had was plan A. And plan A will work for all mankind. Plan A works today, folks. It's us. Sometimes our understanding gets limited. And one thing in letting a wound remain too long in our life is that it dims our understanding. It dims our perception of people. It dims our ability to reason. It hurts us deeply, and it causes us to have a little bit of a slant on life. Wounds do some terrible things to us, and they can cause us to overreact, and they can cause us to go the opposite direction sometimes. And we'll turn and we'll maybe want to do the opposite. When we've seen something in our parents or we've seen something in the church, we'll tend to go an opposite direction. But it don't have to be that way. The Lord has a remedy, a healing for wounds in our life. And sometimes those things that are good for us. Whenever we're the blueness of a wound, there is a healing in that. Whenever our body gets wounded, there's an immediate rush from all the defenses in our body that convene on that one spot that is hurt, and they begin to pump in fresh supply of nutrients and things. Bones that are broken, there's a supply of nutrients and all kinds of forces working together, our blood cells and everything, all that's convening on that area to isolate and to help bring in the necessary part of our body that God has created to heal that wound. And so it is in our life. It is the same way. Wounds aren't meant to drive us away. Hurts and all those things are going to happen, but folks, we have a healing in the Lord. There's a wonderful healing that He has. And He doesn't want you to go through life broken and bruised. He has healing for you. He went on and He didn't stop with just with just His presence there. But He told them what to do. And He said here in the 49th verse, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." The cautiousness, the comfort, direction all the way to the end. He knew that they had been bruised. He knew that their very soul had been hurt by seeing Him die. He knew that their faith had been shaken. He knew that they were just human. He said, just First of all, you believe on me, handle me. When he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his feet. And then he went on to tell them, and he opened their understanding. Then he said, stay here in Jerusalem till the Holy Ghost comes, and then you'll be ready to go. I want to tell you what equips us for life's journey is the Holy Spirit. We need Him. We need Him so much. We need Him to help us to understand. We need Him to guide us. We need Him to give us that power that the world is lacking. They're lacking. I was asked a question not too long ago and said, well, what do you think about us now? What do you think about all this? I said, well, you all have a pretty hard road to follow, but I know the Lord, He can help us to follow that. There's a lot of difficult places and a lot of different situations to go in, I know the Lord has a way for all of His children. I know He has a means of you making it wherever you're placed, wherever you're at in life, whatever your journey, the Lord's got a way, and He knew just what it took to get us through to where we're at now. You might say, I've had a clip wing all my life. I've always had a clip wing. I can't ever get off the ground. Seem like when I do, I get so high and I come right back down and I crash and roll and it hurts. But you know, it was that clip wing one of these days that you're going to be able to show the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. By your grace, I made it. And He'll probably take us and say, now look, I want to show you, you little old turkey, or you little old chicken, I want to show you what trouble you'd have got in if you could flew. And He looked back and He might have shown us that old fence that if we flown over that, there was a dog awaiting there. There was something to devour us had we been able to fly. Oh, if you'd have been able to have that other extra wing, look what had happened to you. You'd gotten so much pride. Your life was filled with pride and it had all kinds of things. Just look what had happened. So He takes all those little turkeys and chickens and all those little, all of us, if we can make it there. I'm not calling you a turkey this afternoon, really. I'd probably be in that category, but He takes all of us and He's going to show us one of these days. We're going to be able to come up there, and some of us are going to come in there maybe with some real deficiencies in life. Some things were handicaps. You know what? When we look at His hands and feet then, we're going to say, I didn't do anything greater than He did. I didn't have anything more than He had. Those handicaps that He's showing me now, that's what got me into heaven. So this afternoon, when we begin to think our journey's been a little long and it's been some struggles, I want you to think that these are the ways the Lord is getting us through. He said, I'm going to leave in the midst of thee a poor and afflicted people. They're going to be a remnant. The remnant is just a small part of original. It's something small, but it's still of the original. He's going to keep every one of His people clear to the very end. Maybe there's not a lot in number, but oh, I want to be part of that remnant. I want to be part of that group that gets in. Clip wings, bruises, knocks, broken this and that, and disappointed, and seem like sometimes we feel unsuccessful. We look at others' accomplishments, think, oh my, look what they accomplished, and what have I done? But you know, one of these days, we're going to exchange the cross for the crown. And the Lord is very much interested in your cripple today. In your clip wing and in your whatever situation it is. Your mental handicap. Your physical handicap. Your inabilities and all of those weaknesses that you had and I have. The Lord, those are going to be part of the things He uses us to get us to heaven. You might say, I just got this close. And I would have made it. I'd had big times. Yes, and the Lord was pushing maybe from the other side and said, if I can just keep them down, I'm that close to them getting into heaven. So, folks, thank God today we have a Savior. He's blazed a trail before us, and He's not too far ahead of us. He's never got so far ahead but what He left a trail. And He's left a clear trail, and those footprints are still there in the sand. The footprints are still there in life, and we can pick them up and follow His trail. It's not very hard. You don't have to go very far before you'll find His trail. And His trail will always take us down the same beautiful road. And it's sometimes a narrow way. Yes, it is. But oh, thank God for the narrow way today. When the Lord has done everything that He can do, He said here, just look at me. Here's proof. Not something in bleeding and smelly, but those beautiful hands. Those hands that have said it's finished. Those hands that bear the mark of it. I'm done. You know, when someone works hard on something, there's a few. If you look at carpenter's hands, have you ever looked some of my relatives, I look at their fingers sometime and I thought, I've worked with some of them and I see how they push them boards. And when they let go of it, I see, that's why their fingers turn like that. And if you work in sheet metal very long, I know I've got a few marks of the trade that I'm carrying today with me. Things you get, your hands tell a lot about what you do. His hands told everything. Those hands were the hands that touch people. Those hands were hands that, when they were laid on people's eyes, their eyes opened. When He prayed for people, they were made well. His hands and your hands say a lot about us. He pulled them up in observation level and said, look at me. Look, this is me. They've done this to me. He has authority today. Those hands represent authority. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. There is no other Son of God. He's fulfilled all the lineage. He fulfilled all the prophecies. His lineage came right down the very one. There could be no other Messiah. The royal line, the legal line. He filled all of those places, everything. Everything was fulfilled and summed up in one person. And do you know, today it's one reason why a lot of religions want to exclude Christianity, true Christianity. They're against it because it is so powerful. When people believe, their life is changed. Their life is changed. I thank God today for the original, the author of all authority and power, his commonness with man, his life, his love, his compassion, everything about Him today, I adore Him. Thank the Lord for His hands and His feet that blazed a trail for us today. We might be able to be called the children of God. Let us stay close to Him, as Brother Curtis was saying this morning. Let's stay near Him and get too far away. Let's not forget that He still has those. He bears the marks of the trade. Amen.